Welcome back to the motherfucking Minority Sports Report. I am Big Black.
Julian in.
Over there, my nigga Jay Snog. We chilling, watching the Olympics. You know, doing the grand thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that Pyongyang, yeah. Pyongyang pride.
Yeah.
Whatever. They're like 20 miles apart from each other.
No.
But it's the good Pyeongchang. It's the good Pyong.
Yeah. Blank. The Pyongs. It's the good Pyong.
Yeah. People are going to come back from this one.
Right, right.
But on yeah, both sides. Like Olympics, I'm psyched. I'm excited. I'm watching events. I watched a lot of biathlon and catch.
Yes, the biathlons were pretty crazy.
I love the biathlon because I'm like, yeah, that girl's skiing. That girl's, does she have a gun? Mm-hmm. She does. And then they shoot shit.
For those of y'all that don't know, the biathlon is a Winter Olympic sport. Oh, yeah, that's right. We're talking about the Winter Olympics most of this episode. It's cross-country skiing, and then those motherfuckers hit the dirt and shoot rifles. You have to shoot 5 targets. I'm pretty sure it's a .22 caliber round.
Yep. They have to do it prone, which means lying down. They have to do also one standing up. And if they miss, they have to do a 20-second penalty lap.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's nuts.
It's
and
fucking
it was
insane.
Like, the Americans had a shot, apparently, this year.
Yeah, but...
But they screwed up, and... The teams that, or the countries that normally win it, like Norway and yep. Germany won.
Yeah, because those teams are definitely.
But I am pro guns in the Olympics. I'm just one of those guys who says, hey, you know, maybe add a gun in every once in a while.
I'm pro gun, period. That's just a different topic.
That's a different podcast.
Whole different one.
But yeah, I don't know. I'm excited. You want to. Let's talk the opening ceremony. Did you watch it, John? I don't know
so
how much.
So I met up with some of my former classmates. We went out for some drinks, and it was on in the background. So we were shooting the shit, catching up and stuff. So I caught a lot of fireworks, a lot of ice, a lot of cold breath.
I love that this Olympics is cold, right?
It was fucking. Yeah,
it's cold. Really cold. It's you legit watch these Winter events, Olympics. And there's like snowing, and people you can see people's breaths. So yeah,
it's fucking cool because the last one was kind of warm.
Yeah, let's maybe do something about climate change.
No,
I guess it's not real.
No, it's fake as fuck.
Yeah,
but so yeah, we. I mean, I saw a good majority of it. I didn't watch the like flag bearers. I didn't watch the countries walk in or anything like that. But I watched all the pageantry.
Really? Because NBC stretched out the American entrance to 7 minutes.
Jesus Christ.
Do you know how long it took in real life?
What, a minute and 30 seconds?
Nah, a little bit shorter than that. 61 seconds.
61 seconds,
yeah.
Yeah,
but
see?
They stretched it out to 7 minutes, which is why if you watched the broadcast, you were treated to Gundam style for a solid 7 minutes.
That's awful. Ugh.
Yeah, but I thought the Koreans did a great job.
They did, man. It was awesome.
With the opening ceremonies, it wasn't too long. It wasn't like too complicated.
Nope. It was easy on the eyes. It was very. There was enough going on that it felt prepared and busy. I mean, not busy. It felt like they put in a lot of work. There was enough going on, but not too much going on, so that you could focus on almost everything simultaneously.
Yeah, no, and I liked when they sang Imagine, and they got all those the 4 different Korean singers. I know who they are because my mother is still very much living a Korean life.
Oh yes,
in America,
I love her so much.
But there are 4 different pop stars, singers from 4 very different Korean genres.
Was Rain up there?
Huh?
Was Rain there?
Rain was not there, but damn. He did produce the music.
No, I knew he was involved. My nigga.
But yeah, they sang Imagine. They did a good job. And I don't know. They kept it tight. It wasn't like, I felt like the last one I saw was Brazil.
Yeah, Brazil's was...
And I felt like Brazil just, like, went on and on and on, and, like, there wasn't much to
it's
it.
It's because they wanted you to forget about how much of a fuck-up it was, but while doing so, showed you how much of a fuck-up it was. I love Brazilians, but that Olympic Games was one of the worst in memory. The opening ceremony was awful. The closing ceremony was... I take that back. Japan saved the closing ceremonies in Brazil with fucking the president jumping out the fucking Mario tube at the end, bro.
That was pretty cool.
Fucking legit. But yeah, I'm with you, man. I really, here we go again, second week in a row. These fucking wide shots of the cities, man, they're killing me.
Oh, man, the fireworks were crazy.
That shit was amazing. I couldn't believe it. They had a fireworks going around the river that was like surrounding the city. Oh, it was fucking beautiful.
Yeah, something like 25,000 fireworks were set off during that thing. And that was, yeah, overall, Pyeongchang, you did a great job. It was cool. Definitely felt like a Korean pride in me.
Word. Minority, baby.
I did. Word. I was like, that's my mother's country. That's half of who I came from, you know?
Right. Hell yeah.
And I'm not saying, you know, anybody out there shouldn't feel pride in who you are. You know, feel that Irish pride, feel that Norwegian pride, or, you know, feel that German pride. It might not work out so great if you feel it too much, but, you know, feel it. But like, you know, that's the thing. Seeing the Korean athletes all march under one unity flag, that, you know, I know it's symbolic. I know it's not going to change anything in the long run, but it's still, you know, the dream of one peninsula lives on, you know?
Right.
And that's...
And for those of you who don't know, the North and South Korea are still technically at war. It's not even a peace. It's an armistice, which means just stop fighting for now.
Yeah. And... You know, I don't live in Korea. I don't have I guess I would prefer a united peninsula, but that's not here or there. And I don't want to like be like, oh, the Olympics can change things and make the world a better place because, you know, 1936 Germany.
Word. My nigga Jesse motherfucking Owens.
Yeah.
Look that shit up if you don't know what it is.
Yeah, but I don't think putting a gold medal around
Nazi Germany, my nigga.
To quote John Oliver, I don't think putting a gold medal around Jesse Owens' neck made Hitler think, "Hey, maybe I should rethink this whole superior race thing." I'm just saying, but for this, you know, for these 17 days, for these 2 weeks, I like to pretend that, you know, sports can transcend that and make the world a little bit better. Are we going to see a unified Korea after the games? Fuck no.
Oh, fuck no, dude.
Are tensions going to continue to be as high as they are? Yeah, of course. But hey, for 2 weeks, maybe we're not going to be blown away by nuclear missiles.
Damn,
you know
that got once, real heavy.
Well, I'm just saying, you know,
I know it's real shit though.
Once that 17 days is up, then, you know, then Kim Jong's sister isn't in the city that they're gonna fucking destroy first and foremost. So
back to the dick waving contest.
Yeah. Anyways, back to Mike Pence not standing.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying. Back to the stupid dick waving contest. I don't know if I said it last episode, but fuck Trump. I never said it on this podcast. Fuck Pence, because fuck both of those assholes.
Yeah. God, Trump is so crazy. He makes Pence look sane.
I know, and that's the scary part, because Pence is fucking crazy, though.
Yeah, he's like a fucking nut job.
He's normal crazy.
Yeah.
And this is like a whole nother level, man. Like, yeah, it's crazy.
Whatever. Yeah. But yeah.
The motherfucker didn't stand for any country, apparently, except for the United States.
He stood for America, and I think he stood during what they played the Korean national anthem. But he definitely did not stand when the Korean athletes entered the stadium.
It's almost like he was protesting something by sitting.
I mean, I don't know. I want to keep politics out of sports, right?
Yeah, me too.
It's just, you know, I don't want that politics in there.
Yeah.
Also, cheers to, oh God, his name escapes me at the moment. He's a gay shit, athlete. He's the first openly gay athlete.
Oh, it's fucking Andy.
Andy, yes.
I can't remember his last name. Okay.
And anyway,
nigga,
Pence,
we got a computer. We get
yeah.
It.
So Pence wants to meet with him because Andy's like, hey, you champion conversion therapy, and that's not cool. So I don't think it's really cool that you lead our delegation. But you know, whatever. And Pence is like, oh, hey, let's meet and talk. And Andy is like, no, I want to, you know.
I said Andy. Oh, I'm a piece of shit. Adam.
Ah,
Adam.
Well, I'm a piece of shit too, because I.
We're drunk and maybe a little bit. I'm fucking high as shit.
Yeah. But Adam, good on you, man. Focus on the games. I hope you fucking have a great game. But yeah, no, Mike, aren't you psyched that he doesn't want to meet you? Like, aren't you psyched about that? Like, why are you making a big deal out of it now and being like, I'm here to support all the athletes, and I just think it's so bad that he's putting politics and blah, blah, blah. No, Mike, I know you're psyched because, A, I'm sure you're confused as to whether or not you can be in the room alone with him. And
oh, God, he's kind of cute.
Yeah, and, you know.
That's Mike Pence. Saying that about the skater.
Yeah, I mean, he's fucking race Bannon, like, as a human being. He looks like fucking Dr. Quest's lover, right? But yeah.
Oh, like, shit. Fuck these guys.
Yeah, but fuck I'm just...
Fuck them in the stupid
Adam,
asses.
You focus, you win what you need to win, you do what you gotta do, and Mike, stop being obsessed with meeting gay dudes.
He's got to clean that image, boy.
Whatever. You hate gay people. That's your boss. You hate gay people so much. Your boss jokes about you hanging them.
Yeah, that's distasteful.
Yeah,
I mean,
and this is us we're talking about.
I'm saying, bro, I don't give a fuck about a lot of things, but anywho.
Yeah, no, I mean,
TMSR.
It's disgusting. But
pro gay, anti fucking Pence and Trump.
Anti establishment.
Yeah, anti establishment, man. Fuck them, you know what I mean? You know what I mean?
But yeah, so I'm excited for these games. John, what are you looking more? I know you're a big curling fan, so like we can talk about the Hamilton's failure. Hyping me up, making me think you beat the Ruskies like it was nothing.
Bruh. Okay, so the Hamiltons are a brother and sister team out of Wisconsin, I believe.
Yeah, I think they're from Wisconsin.
Pretty nasty in curling, you know what I'm saying? Like, as we were talking about curling in these last few episodes, I've been watching this team, brother and sister. I mean, they've been playing for years, but I've been watching them for like at least the last 3 months now.
Yeah, they've been hyping them up for a while. I knew who they were.
You know, and God damn it, they've been getting their asses kicked. I watched them last night. They played the night before, which I DVR'd, but I ended up watching them last night live. And as I watched them last night, I erased what was on the DVR because I was like, I don't need to see more
Why
of this shit.
Why you need to see them lose? Why yeah, you need like, to see them lose? And we didn't even get a chance to get out of the round robin round.
I know. They have been a disappointment. It's kind of sad, man. I still fuck with curling. A matter of fact, curling is on in the other room right now.
Yeah, we were watching the Hamiltons come up because we were watching the mixed gender finals, which was, I think, Canada and Norway?
Canada and Finland, Canada and Norway.
One of those Slavic, or not Slavic, Scandinavian countries.
Scandinavian, gay.
You know, all of them are like, oh, why can't we move to the United States?
I know. That shithole of a country.
Oh, we live in such a shithole of a country.
Oh, goddamn, excuse me. Yeah, it's just been bad curling, for at least that part. There's going to be teams and... I don't know.
There's still the women's tournament and the men's tournament.
Yeah,
right?
And then the singles and shit. And that's like, man.
Are there singles?
I don't know. I think there is. Why don't there be?
I mean, I thought it was a team sport because you need somebody. You can't let the stone going in.
I'm high. You said that already. By singles, what he said as men and women's team, that's what I just meant by singles.
Okay, there was a miscommunication.
No, yeah, I'm just fucked up. Sorry. No, I'm not.
All that coughing was nothing.
It was nothing. It's just I hope the fucking teams pull it through, man. The shit that I wanted to talk about other than curling was there was a 17-year-old kid by the name of Red.
Red! First gold medal, baby!
He got us, the good old US of A, our first gold medal in slope style, which is basically niggas on a fucking
snowboard. Yeah,
snowboard
slope style.
Going down the first like few jumps are like rails and shit.
I think it's it's like an obstacle course.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's cool.
It's the equivalent of a skate park, but for
snowboarding. Yeah, and America took it like we should because we invented that
17-year-old. It was crazy.
He was born in the year 2000.
I know, it's fucking nuts. God damn.
Hey, listeners, do you feel old right now?
I'm saying, I know I feel old as shit.
Because I feel old as shit. Watching the curlers makes me feel good because I'm like, I could still do that. If I wanted to be an Olympic athlete, I could be a curler.
Just did the same shit.
But snowboarding? No. Nope. I'm far too old.
Nope. It's such a young man's game. Like that sport in particular, the slope style. It was crazy because I was watching it and I'm like, yo, these dudes are cursing like a crazy. Fuck yeah, dude. Bro, fuck, dude. You might fucking win this shit, bro. It was fucking intense.
Yeah,
man.
No, I noticed that they kept cutting the audio whenever they did close-ups of them.
And then fucking Mike Tirico comes on. We apologize for the language. You know, they're all young and very excited, so you can understand. You know, it's just like, come on, man.
Fuck yeah, man. I might win this shit.
However, getting on the flip side of winning, there have been so many, including the women's that did it earlier. Speaking of, an American woman won the same shit just not too long ago. I was actually fucking eating and preparing for this podcast.
This is so hard because it's like you got to open the medal count shit. And like,
yeah, it's hard to keep up. But they just won. The women's just won the same shit.
But it wasn't Chloe Kim.
And gold. They got gold and I want to say bronze.
Man, did we sweep? I love it when we sweep the podiums. That's the best.
Yeah, we didn't sweep it, but we got two of them. Definitely gold in the women's. And it's just crazy, but there have been so many fails, and it's been really cold and really fucking windy there. So much so that, like, for the women's, they actually canceled it yesterday because they were afraid for their lives. The wind gusts were, like, blow them off course, you know what I'm saying, and, like, make them snap their necks or whatever. So they had to run doubles today. And I was just crazy, man. This is crazy. I love the Olympics. But yeah, I think Norway, right, currently, as of this recording, Norway, I believe, is the country with the most total medals.
Netherlands have... Yeah, Norway's got 8.
Yeah.
They have 1 glorious gold, 4 so-so silvers.
So-so silver.
And 3 shameful bronze.
Shameful, shameful.
Whereas America's, we got 4. We got 2 gold, 1 silver, 1 bronze. We won bronze in team figure skating.
Hell yeah. That's the other one we got. Nice. Nice. 4 medals, baby. We're going to do it.
Yeah,
everybody
and,
get pumped. It's the Olympics.
Nagasu?
Yeah, Nagasu.
Nagasu. She did the first ever triple axel for a woman.
Boom.
That was cool. I saw that. When I saw that, I like cheered.
Yeah, that shit was
And it was exciting, like seeing like everybody like so psyched about it.
Yeah, that shit was amazing.
Yeah, I love me some figure skating.
That shit was there was a singles luging I watched earlier too.
Oh, luge is so cool.
Man.
We got bronze in that. We got silver in that.
We got silver. Yeah.
Yeah, we got silver.
That was
the first time we placed
ever.
Yeah.
Ever the first time any US athletes ever medaled in singles luging.
We usually finish fourth, but this time we finished second. So,
the fucking German dude that was in first place. He did his last run was so bad, he went from first to fifth.
Oh yeah, that was like
bad. It was Olympic bad because these are Olympians, by the way.
Yeah, because and the guy Fritz, I think his name was. That's racist.
I don't fucking know.
But if he won, he would have been the first loser ever to win 4 medals.
Yeah,
that's
right. And he didn't.
It's like, and they cut to his coach when he made this mistake.
Which was his dad.
Yeah, and they just look like fucking devastated.
They were fucking devastated. Like, and they only showed 3 people. And you know, we watch football or like sports and they show like the whole crowd and everyone's just like biting their nails or looking sad or like wanting to cry. Like, it was worse.
Yeah,
it was worse because it was just the 3 of them. And it's just like, man. For me, that's when it really hit me, like, yo, you really put your whole life into this, and it's so specialized, all the sports.
Yeah.
You know, that, like, wow.
And this is your one time to shine.
Yeah,
you know? This
like,
is the
wow.
One I always love it when they're, like, talking about some rising star in some obscure sport, and they're like, yeah, he's like the LeBron James of blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, no, he's not, because nobody cares about cross-country skiing. I mean, Norwegians do every 4 years.
Every 4 years,
but,
right? And they be fucking murdering shit.
You know,
motherfuckers, yo.
it's just one of those things where it's like, yes, every 4 years, I'm very interested in the biathlon or cross country skiing or bobsledding, but the rest of the year, no, I don't care.
Yep.
And, you know, honestly, if the Americans aren't competitive or some country or they haven't found a story that's worth telling, then, you know, who cares? But, you know, the Olympics, I don't know. It's this great shot where it's like you get for these 2 weeks, you get to care about sports you would never care about. And, you know, they get the spotlight and people, you know, Michaela Schifrin becomes a household name for 2 weeks, you know?
Yep. I don't even know who that is yet, so.
Oh, man. Look her up.
Okay.
She, in her Captain Marvel suit.
What's her name? Michaela?
Michaela Schifrin.
I don't know how you... whatever.
Yeah, I think that's it. Yeah. Oh, man. She's so hot.
Oh, this is... Oh, I spelled that way wrong.
Yeah, but it knew.
Oh, she's very pretty. I mean, she's all right.
Yeah. She's a gold medalist. She's from Vail. So maybe, you know, that plays into it.
And you already, the first thing you told me was Captain Marvel. So you're already biased, first of all. All right. No, she's very attractive. Don't get me wrong.
I mean, an Olympian she's a fucking, who's attractive? I am shocked.
I know. I was getting ready to say something very similar to that.
What, these people who are in excellent shape?
Oh, my God. I know. It's so crazy. It's so good. Oh, man.
But, yeah, she's a local girl, so I'm rooting hard for her.
No, that's what's up, though. Absolutely. Got to roots for the locals.
Yeah, Colorado represent for this Winter Olympics. We got 31 Sweet. Athletes, most out of any state in the union.
Yeah, because Colorado altitude,
because of mountains.
It's just seriously, it's just naturally fucking. Oh, stamina, no problem. You want me to do this down there? Pfft, piece of cake. I'll do it drunk. Oh, fucking. Speaking of drunk, that's the skater we were talking about, Adam Rippon. Ripon? Ridden? Ripon? Ripon?
Ryden?
Ryden?
I don't know.
Adam. Anyway, he was talking. He had an interview with Mike Tirico.
Yeah.
And Mike was like, so, what did it feel like when you were on the ice? And he was like, I was nervous. Wanted a Xanax. Wanted to have a drink. And then Mike, they cut to Mike Tirico, and he's just like shaking his head like, did you just fucking say that out loud?
You were 17.
So, everybody. Olympians do drugs and drink, so
what
if they do it? I mean, you know,
Russia did it so much they couldn't come to the games. Well,
speaking of,
some of them couldn't come to the games.
It was what was it?
Bullshit.
It says Olympians
from Olympic athletes from Russia or
Olympic athletes from Russia because those motherfuckers were cheating so goddamn hard during the Olympics.
Just ban them. No Russian athlete should have been involved. This pisses me off.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Because it's like, okay, well, and like somebody was like, well, they passed the drug test. I was like, so? What the, like, you know, what does that mean?
Yeah. When the whole system's corrupt, what does it mean passing a drug test?
There were literal glory holes. There were literal glory holes.
I did not know that.
Where they passed your dirty urine and clean urine through.
Oh my God, that's so crazy.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
That's how systematic that shit was.
I had no idea.
And you're going to let athletes from Russia fucking, like, they should, A, they made it way more complicated than it needed to be. B, people would have been pissed, but it would have been like a decision. You would have been like, no Russian athletes can compete in these games. And that's the way it should have fucking been because they fucking cheated.
Yep.
And they got caught.
Yeah.
Like.
Bastards.
And it wasn't just athletes cheating on their own, which like everybody does, you know, everybody from every country's, there are dirty athletes everywhere. This was the state doing everything it could to cover up its own cheating.
Yeah. Right? Cause they're fucking.
And it's like
cheaters, man. I'm with you. I agree with you.
I know
100%.
It just pisses me off. It's just like the fact that they're still there and like the fact that they're gonna win medals. Like just pisses me off. It's ridiculous. And if the IOC had any fucking balls, they would have just fucking banned Russia.
Yeah,
but it's the Winter Games, guys. Come on.
I know. Seriously, just fucking ban them.
Like, it's one Winter Games. It would have. I would have been like, well, you know, they banned them. Whatever. You know, what I would like to see is like Russia not compete for, I don't know, 10 years or something like that. But
yeah, they should be banned.
But whatever. It's, you know.
Pieces of shit.
The games are going to be there in like 2020, so it's like you can't ban them through that.
I know, that's why you should have did it now.
Yeah, no, it's, but you know, you can't because
you know, it's money.
It's money.
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 Money. Money. Money. Money.
Putin.
Got
what's
that.
A, what's good, Vlad? What's good?
Got that money's going.
Hit me up on Twitter.
Speaking of money, we got Scame Dollar.
Oh,
he called in.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to talk about a little bit of NASCAR.
All right. Oh, that's starting next week. Daytona's next week.
Some NHL and a little bit of UFC. So check it out.
Yo, what's good, Scame?
What's going on, brother?
Chilling. Doing that damn thing. What you got for us today?
Chilling.
Word, dog.
What was that?
Oh, I said, what you got for us today, family?
Oh, got a little bit of, got some NASCAR, some NHL, and some UFC to go over today.
Ooh, vroom, vroom, nigga, let's do the NASCAR, baby.
Yeah, man, so we got the first official competitive race of the season happened today. It's called Clash. It doesn't have anything to do with the season, so there's no points or anything involved. It's just a cash prize. It's an invitational only. So pretty much you had to have been first place in one of the races last season. You had to either get a pole, you had to have won this race before, okay, or you had to be a champion before to get invited into this race.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah, pretty cool. Brad Keselowski ended up winning that today.
Of course he fucking
did.
Not
sure what the cash prize was, but it's NASCAR, man. It's at least a million.
Right.
Minimum.
Word.
Other than that, for a week out from Daytona, so they had qualifying and all that this weekend. And Alex Bowman, who is replacing Earnhardt Jr., so he's riding in the number 88 car now. Ooh. So I might not have to switch teams just yet.
Okay.
Because this is looking like a good start to the season if he's taking the pole right now.
All
right,
damn. That's what's up, family.
Yeah, so looking forward to that next Sunday. But before that, we got the duels on Thursday night.
What the?
They're two, like, 150-mile races. It's like 60-something laps. That's another cash prize. Got nothing to do with the actual season, but it's just a leading up to Daytona. Happens
so
every year.
It's almost like a all-star type thing. Is that what you would call
kinda,
it?
Kinda.
Yeah.
It's just a warm up to the season. Like it's always these two events that lead up to Daytona, and Daytona officially kicks off the season.
Gotcha.
Yeah. There's an all-star race in the middle of the season too. That's kind of the same as the clash that happened today,
mm-hmm.
But that's officially titled the All-Star because it happens in the middle of the
right.
season.
Okay, but it's the same like kind of concept, just not the All-Star. That's cool.
It's just different title, another way for them to make more sponsorship money.
Oh fuck,
because this one was what was it? Advanced Auto Parts. So you know they always got to get those sponsors behind those races.
Yeah, that shit's cool though. Duels.
Yeah, it's cool, man. It's fun because it's like short races, so it's a lot more exciting than sitting there watching a full race like that I would sit through. So it's something for the casual fan if they want to check it out.
Oh yeah, so I would suggest everyone check that out. I'm saying like you might even just see a car wreck because that's what got me into NASCAR at first. I was like, oh, I just want to see some cars crashing, and then I was just like, oh, this shit's kind of dope.
Yes, I mean 60 laps, everybody going all out trying to win some money. And there's two races Thursday night. So it's definitely good to watch because it's just like a sprint to the finish line.
Yeah, that's fucking nice. I got to fuck with that.
Yeah. Yeah, Thursday night.
Thoy's Day. So that would be the 18th? No, damn. I'm way off.
I'm not sure.
I'm high as fuck.
Beats the hell out of me.
Yeah. Fuck it.
But, yeah, so that's all I got from NASCAR right now. I'll be covering Daytona next week, so
sweet.
Check up on that. But let's kick into some hockey.
What you got?
My Bruins taking over the number one spot in the power rankings.
Oh, the Bruins did? Really?
Yep.
That's what's up.
Oh, kicked another Tampa Bay out of first place. Broke their streak of 16 straight weeks at number one. Bruins took over.
Boston.
Tampa Bay still on their ass in second place, though.
That's what's up, though. Vegas, you need competition.
Vegas in third.
Vegas.
Yep. Nashville is doing their thing.
Fucking Bruins, bro. That's what's good.
Yeah, then we got Jets, Capitals, Penguins. A lot of people that the Bruins got to go through to make it into the playoffs and into the Stanley Cup. So it's going to be an interesting postseason.
Now, that's will this be the year that Big Black gets into hockey? Ooh, stay tuned.
It should, especially if you want to watch the Bruins because they're on fire right now.
Stay tuned. I mean, the Bruins always do pretty good, though. Like, they're not a shitty team.
Yeah, but they're not built. Well, they haven't been built for the playoffs for a while. Yeah. Okay. They make little spurts for it, but they're nothing to survive the grueling season and then have to deal with the playoffs, too. But this season is looking real good. I mean, they had fucking Brad Marchand, their best player, was out for 5 games, and they went 4-5.
Shit.
They got their goaltender and their backup goaltender are playing on fire right now. So it's looking real good. Hopefully they don't break down.
Yeah. Not to like take it off the NHL, but the Celtics are doing really well too. It's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're shitting. And LeBron's Cavaliers are all... But anyway.
Well, I think I seen earlier the Cavs beat the shit out of the Celtics tonight. Same night Paul Pierce was retiring his jersey too.
Fuck. Yeah, yeah.
And it was after the game, so you had to take a loss and then retire his jersey.
No.
I'm not sure if that's true. You know me, I'm not a basketball fan. I didn't watch it, but
yeah, not me either, 100%.
But
secondhand. God damn it. I was on my way. I was running errands and shit. Before I busted my ass on the ice, it was the start. I got, damn, that sucks. Whatever. Back to hockey.
Hey, keeping it with the hockey theme. Skating on the ice.
Oh, this nigga was on the ice.
Oh, you gonna need some ice after that,
bro? It's starting to fucking kill. By the time Julian gets here, it's gonna be fucking awful, man.
Yeah, you're gonna be hurting.
That nigga Jason. All right, but that's dope though. I'm fucking with that. I mean, with the news at least. I don't know if I'm fucking with hockey. Yeah, but yeah.
Yeah, well, Olympic hockey too. Olympic hockey, women started. I was watching Team USA play today. They were beating Finland. Pretty sure they won. It was like 3-1 when I stopped watching it.
Yeah, man, I'm fucking with the Olympics.
Men
hard.
Starting up on the 14th, I think.
Yeah, it's the 14th. I'm fucking with the Olympics hard, yo, because, man, I was watching Luging earlier. America got the gold. I mean, excuse me, got the silver, and, man, bro, all right, I'll talk about that later.
Yeah, I haven't really been watching the Olympics. I just tried to catch some hockey. Ended up catching the women's game today, so I thought I'd bring it up.
Yeah, no, that's what's up. I appreciate it, because... I'll talk about the Olympics later or before this segment. I don't know yet. But yeah, hockey, man.
Whenever.
Yeah. You got anything else for the ice?
Not really. I sent you a video of a crazy save.
Oh.
I don't know if you got the link.
Yeah, I'll definitely check out that save later.
It's pretty crazy.
Sounds crazy.
It's probably a save of the year candidate, for sure.
Damn, that's crazy. Oh, that's saying something. I can't wait to watch it because, I don't fuck with hockey, but I appreciate sports. you know, in all things sports.
Especially at such a high speed like that, it's pretty crazy. Big, moving on, we got some UFC.
Ooh.
Yeah, we had UFC, was it 221? It was actually, it was supposed to be Robert Whittaker versus Luke Rockhold, but Whittaker ended up getting some crazy-ass staph infection in the stomach.
Oh.
Had to get pulled from the fight, so they put Yoel Romero in there. I think he was on maybe like 4 weeks' notice or something for the fight.
Damn.
Ended up coming in, missed weight. This was supposed to be for the interim belt, so since he missed weight, I think he came in at like 188 for the 85 belt.
Damn.
After the hour or two that they gave him, he still couldn't make the weight.
Damn.
So he wasn't eligible to win the belt, the interim belt. Only Luke Rockhold was. And Luke Rockhold ended up losing. So it's going to be interesting to see what they do now with this interim belt.
Oh, shit.
Robert Whittaker's out for who knows how long. So this is going to put a wrench in the middleweight division for the UFC for a while.
And that's some drama. I mean, that's kind of what you want, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
It sucks, but it's like...
definitely...
That's got my interest peaked.
But the thing is, the UFC holds up so many divisions that people are tired of it. We're tired of seeing this shit.
That's...
And this is just another thing.
Yeah.
You keep throwing interim belts out.
Yeah.
Now you fucked yourself because you threw out an interim belt and you can't give it to the winner because he missed weight. So now you're going to have to slap together some other fight, probably between like a number 3 and a number 4 or 5. And then have them fight for the interim. Like, it's, I don't know. It's going to be weird.
That is pretty weird. Yeah, and once you put that spin on it and that angle, I definitely appreciate that more. Because it's true. It's been like that for a minute with the UFC and their fucking interim belts.
Especially now, because with this new ownership, like, they're not fight people. Like, the Fertittas and Dana are fight people.
Right.
So they put the fights together the way fighters put them together. These people are looking for the main event fights. Like, they're looking for these big name fights. They want to see, like, the whole CM Punk thing. They love it when Brock Lesnar comes in.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the Fertittas did it too, but this company is just, I feel like that's all they're looking for now. Because they're giving out all these interim belts, making all these fucking weird ass matchups that don't match the rankings. The rankings are bullshit. So it's kind of in a bad situation.
Yeah, that sucks. Shit, I didn't know it was that bad.
Yeah, it's been crazy. But what can you do?
Just keep watching.
Yep, just keep watching. See what happens with this union. If that ever kicks off, that might change things. But MMA, man, it's still relatively new compared to all the other sports that are out there.
Yeah, that's true. It is. It is one of the baby sports. But, man, it's younger than
still
us.
Still kind of feeling their way out, even though it's been 20-plus years at this point.
I know, but that's still, like, man, I know you recall watching UFC 1 because we've talked about it, like, 1,000 times.
Oh, yeah. I remember that night, like,
vividly.
Yesterday.
Vividly,
that
bro.
Was, like, the greatest thing I've ever watched in my entire life, even
changed
though
changed my fucking life.
Everybody hated it because they were laying on the ground.
No, it was still dope, bro.
Yeah, nobody understood the jiu-jitsu and the wrestling at the time, so it was boring to a lot of people, but it fascinated me.
And that's the thing, which, like, I think that's kind of what this, like you're saying, with this new company, it's like they're looking for knockouts and not just good-ass fights, not technical shit, you know? They're just looking for knockouts,
looking for names, looking for people with followers. Like, you know how it is. You know how the world runs now.
Oh, yeah.
It all depends on how many followers you have.
All right. I know. That's why y'all should subscribe and keep listening. We appreciate it because we need y'all. We need y'all.
We do.
For real.
We definitely do.
Oh, man. I saw some clip of somebody. I don't know these names. And maybe you talked about this already. It was some dude this black dude like knocked out this white guy. Just I don't know. That's a really awful description.
That does not help me whatsoever. Yeah, that's like it was on Barstool. 90% of UFC fights.
It was on Barstool, like a recent Barstool post. Like I can't remember, man. But it was like they were talking. The more that I'm going to describe this, the more I'm going to sound like I should be on TV. It was like, you know, during the pre-fight, they were like at each other's throats, and it was crazy. And then like one dude blew a kiss at another dude, and he was like, "No, dog, I'm gonna kill you." And then the guy in the ring, and then he fucking killed him. It looked like he killed him, bro. Like he knocked him down. I can't remember how, but then like homie was laying on the mat, just laying on the mat, and nigga walked up to him and uppercutted him, bro. As he was laying on the mat, and he's just like, fucking fell out, started bleeding out of his mouth. It's pretty funny, but
oh shit, no, I didn't see that whatsoever.
Yeah. I don't know. It was on. I follow Barstool on the Instagrams. It was one of their fucking videos.
Nah, I missed that in my internet travels.
Yeah, that shit was pretty funny.
Wow, I'm gonna have to look for that. That sounds pretty good.
But yes, sir. Getting back to the regular shit, the fight 2-2-1.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't a spectacular card. The only other fight of note on there was Mark Hunt versus Curtis Blaydes, only because Mark Hunt, I mean,
right.
I watch a lot of UFC and I've never heard of Curtis Blaydes.
No, but Mark Hunt.
He beat Mark Hunt. I mean, Mark Hunt, I think it's time.
Yeah, it should have been over for him, bro.
He did his time, man.
He used to have a chin and some hands, bro. But yeah,
bro, he's been around. I remember watching him in K1.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Which
is kickboxing, to those who don't know, it's just straight up. It was just a straight up kickboxing.
Straight up kickboxing. Oh, I miss K1.
Put on Grand Prix and tournaments and stuff.
Yeah, K1, bro. Hoo-hoo-hoo.
Yeah, then he went to Pride and
faces kicked. Been
in the game for years.
Word. Pride is another good one. If y'all don't know about Pride Fight FC, check it out. K1 is
greatest amazing. Fights.
Yeah.
Greatest fights.
Oh, the
run
best.
By the Yakuza and everybody was juiced to the gills.
Nigga said juice to the gills, fam. It's real
it was
shit.
The best, though. It was the best.
Oh, god damn it. Pride was the fucking shit, man.
Oh, that ref cam was clutch.
Oh yeah, changed the game.
Remember seeing catching like when who was it? When Crow Cop would be head kicking people, you catch it from the ref cam. It looked great.
Oh, and they would slow it down, bro. Just
yeah.
Like how are your neck not snapping? Like
it was the best. It was the greatest thing ever on.
Oh yeah, fucking man. The early days of fighting, like. Other than boxing, even boxing in the early days, like, oh man, shit was crazy. But
yeah, I remember watching boxing when it was like 15 rounds.
Jesus Christ.
Watching those like classic reruns. The who was it? Like Sugar Ray Leonard and all that.
Sugar Ray. Hello. Yeah, man.
Seen some classic boxing back in the day. But I mean, once UFC came out, I switched gears.
Oh, absolutely.
So I fell out of boxing, but boxing was the shit back in the day.
Yeah, after Royce Gracie, bro, after I saw that motherfucker, you know, because, like, Mike Tyson was still the shit and was a draw. Like, Lennox Lewis was still a draw. You know, there were still draws in boxing, like, heavy. But, yeah, I switched over to UFC, too.
But I never seen a regular dude choke the shit out of everybody.
Right. Exactly. Oh, that tournament style, too, bro. It was just, you kept fighting all night. It wasn't, oh, man.
Like, oh, who's this guy choking everybody in his pajamas?
Oh, shit. That's real shit. Oh, man. We're going to talk about that next week.
Next week, Daytona 500. I mean, I'm going to be all over that. You know me.
Oh, yeah.
I watch every minute of that shit.
Nice.
I'll go 12 hours if I have to, if there's delays. I've done it in the past.
He has. Yo, Spoon, what you doing? Text message Daytona. Just stop talking to that nigga for the rest of the day.
Hey, he
might hit you up later.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, it's going to be real NASCAR heavy and probably some NHL. I don't think there's any major MMA coming up, so. I'll have to check that calendar. But yeah, for sure, NHL and NASCAR.
Word.
Oh, Olympic hockey should have started by then, so maybe that.
Yeah, no, we'll definitely, because, yeah, Julie and I, we're going to be all over the Olympics, too. I mean, that's pretty much, like, the most sporting thing that's going on right now, so. Yeah, we on that.
Oh, well, I should be coming live in a couple of weeks.
I got
a day off, so I should be able to do a live show with you guys.
Nice. Cannot wait, sir.
Yeah, so looking forward to that.
Yeah, it's going to be good. Nice and fun. Cool, man.
Yep.
Yo, everybody, follow Skame on the internets at Skame44 on Twitter, at Nemesis underscore Supreme 44 on Instagram. His phone number is... No, I'm just kidding. fuck it. Appreciate you, dog.
Yeah, man. For sure. Check you guys out.
All right.
Julian, talk to you later.
Yo, can't wait for this nigga to be live with us, because that shit was always fun.
I'll talk to you next week, man. I look forward to it.
It's going to be nice.
Touching hockey. All right.
Oh, man.
So, Overwatch.
Dog.
Boston.
Boston beat the shit out of Philly.
Oh?
The other day. It was great. Smashed them. 4-0. And I was like, yes.
Little Super Bowl revenge.
Fuck yeah. I was like, word. Another crap team smashed on Philly. Thank God. But yeah, it's the playoffs right now for the
Somebody beat somebody to just get in.
Boston lost to... Actually, there was a couple games. Oh, excuse me.
But yeah, they were... I was looking at results on the way here, or somebody was talking about results, and they talked about an upset that happened to make the playoffs.
Because there was a... Oops, went too far. Oh, shit. The Outlaws smashed on the Gladiators. That had to have been it.
Yeah, I think that was it.
Because, yeah, I didn't see that game.
I think Houston's in the playoffs now.
Damn. That's crazy. Yeah, they have not been doing well at all.
The Gladiators? Weren't they supposed to be one of the premier teams?
Oh, man.
Dallas is like trash, right?
Yeah, Dallas is... Whew, that's the thing, though. Like, Dallas beat fucking Los Angeles. And, like, Los Angeles is supposed to be dope.
Oh, there are two LA teams on.
Yeah, yeah. There's the Valiant, which is the better of the LA teams, and the Gladiators, which are still supposed to be one of the top teams in the league. It's fucking crazy right now, man, because a lot of the teams that started off super hot, I mean, Seoul and London are still like 1 and 2 respectively. I'm pretty sure that's what it is, because they're just fucking nasty, man. But God damn it. Shanghai Dragons?
Oh, yeah.
0 wins, I believe.
Oh, man.
Let's check the standings out real quick. And then we'll swing it onto something that's kind of more entertaining.
Yeah, no. Shanghai Dragons haven't won a match.
Haven't won a single goddamn. Oof, that's so bad, man.
Snap.
Florida's only got 1 win. Dallas has got 3. San Francisco's got 3. The Gladiators got 3. Philly's got 6. Boston's got 6.
Oh, New York's in first place. Wow.
Oh, shit. Seoul's in fucking 5th. Wow. 7th with 7 wins, but damn. So two to five have 7 wins, though, to be honest, to be fair. So yeah. 2 to 5 is really like ranked number 1 and 2.
Yeah.
So the New York's, damn, they got 9 wins. Fucking Steve.
Steve was a big New York Excelsior fan.
Yeah, he was talking shit to me at least 1 week on the social medias.
Mr. Big fan of New York Excelsior, repping for that OWL.
Yeah, man, sure, definitely.
but yeah, I guess Overwatch is going into the playoff season, which should be exciting.
Yeah,
Overwatch.
You see that prize pool?
What?
$125,000 for stage 1. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's real money.
That's ridiculous, yo. That's not even like
the Super Championship. This is fucking playoffs. That's crazy.
It's the playoffs, baby.
Playoffs.
Speaking of craft-owned property.
Oh, yes.
I don't know if we ever spoke about this on air.
What have we spoken and not spoken about yet?
Josh McDaniels.
No, because honestly, this happened after the Super Bowl.
After the Super Bowl.
Literally the day after the
Super
Bowl.
But it had been rumored for a while.
Yeah.
It had been rumored for a while. And I jokingly told Ray and John that Josh McDaniels' only purpose is to go to franchises to fuck them up and leave them in a worse state than when he arrived.
That you did.
And I was, you know, kind of joking about it. And I was like, watch, he'll do it to the Colts. He didn't have to go there to do it to the Colts. he backed out after essentially agreeing to become their new head coach and was like, hold up. Hey.
Yo, it's fucking bad.
And was like, no, I'm going to continue to be offensive coordinator for New England, which, you know, is fine, but
he got a nice pay raise. From what I understand, Indy what I read,
hired five assistant coaches under the assumption that they would be working for Josh McDaniels.
However, I don't know. I actually haven't looked this up or not, but I overheard someone saying that they also got the offensive coordinator, one of the offensive coordinators from the Colts, to join the Patriots too. So,
man. Well, I mean, like, that would make sense. Like, I could see them being like, look, if you're, you know, if you're going to work for Josh, then, you know, we'll let you go or whatever. But they're still, I mean, the Colts are going to have contracts on their hands that, like, that person is like, I'm here under, you know, what if, you know, the new guy wants to put in somebody else? Because the Colts are still going to have to pay that coach no matter what, you know? But
I'm saying, like, here's the thing, though. Oh, the Eagles hire the Colts. That's what it was. Okay, yeah. So it wasn't
the
Patriots.
The Colts hired the Eagles offensive coordinator, okay. Frank.
Because I heard somebody...
Frank Reich.
Maybe they were just talking shit about the Patriots. Because I heard Patriots in that same sentence that person said. Anywho, the thing about it, though, Josh not going and their offensive coordinator leaving, they're fucked.
You mean defensive coordinator? Matt Patricia?
No. I'm talking about the fucking Colts.
Oh, yeah, no. Because it's they were like a month behind everybody else
when it
came to the head coach.
And now they have to start a new offense.
Yeah. No, it's just...
They're fucked. It's not a good...
Yeah, but it goes into my conspiracy theory that Josh McDaniels' only purpose is to fuck up other franchises. He will never get a job in any other organization?
Nope. Yeah, that's ruined for sure.
Oh, no, it's like he will never be able to work for anybody else. Nope.
He's got to be he's a Patriot for life.
That Patriot way. So, congratulations, Josh McDaniels, on fucking over another AFC franchise, this time without even losing any games or trading away their franchise quarterback.
I mean, that dude kind of sucked, though.
No, I mean, like, you know, I don't think that Jay Cutler would have won us a Super Bowl. I mean, in the end, Josh McDaniels turned out for the better because without him, we wouldn't have had Tebow, which wouldn't have led to the Tebow season,
right.
Which wouldn't have led to Peyton Manning.
Which wouldn't have led to the Super Bowls.
Which wouldn't have led to our Super Bowl.
So, Colts fans, if you're listening...
Maybe.
Just give it 10 years.
Not 10.
No, it's the Colts. Like... They got to give it 10 years.
Okay. You know, here's what's going to happen. The Colts will have a couple shitty years. Peyton Manning will come in as the GM, right? Peyton Manning comes in as the GM. They revamp it.
Oh, shit.
Boom. Colts are back in the Super Bowl.
Oh, man, dude. That'll be fucking crazy.
They followed the Denver model.
Get a Manning in there. You're getting the Super Bowl. It's guaranteed. It's guaranteed.
But yeah, after Hurricane Daniels comes in, that's when you got to rebuild.
Hurricane Daniels. He's stupid.
That's my conspiracy sports conspiracy theory is that Josh McDaniels is only used to destroy other franchises. But yeah, yeah. So do you think he's going to be the next coach of the Patriots if and when Belichick leaves?
I don't see who else is going to do it.
I mean, do you think that's what like Kraft was like? Was like, you know, after Bill leaves, you're the heir apparent?
I'm pretty sure that's... Why else would you ruin your chances in the league unless you know something that no one else knows? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, unless you had a guarantee and for it's not, a job security.
Right, and it's not like, you know, they have to do the Rooney shit and all that stuff, but it's just like something was said to make him stay. Whether that's you'll be the next head coach or stick with us and we'll promise we'll take care of you type of thing. Wink, wink, hit him in, you know, with his shoulder stuff. You know, but it's like something was said that made him change his mind because that's a head coaching job that you gave up and for a lot less money, you know?
Yeah, and it's and you gave up the opportunity to ever be a head coach anywhere else.
Right, you know, there's a lot more that he gave up, you know, so there's something that we all don't know. But honestly, like, I don't see, like, who the fuck else is it going to be?
I mean, I don't know, but it's also like, I don't know when Belichick's going to retire.
No, that's the other thing, too. I mean,
like, Tom Coughlin's like a billion years old. More. And he's still like involved in football.
Heavily, right, right.
Like, there's still Jaguar fans who are like, Tom Coughlin needs to coach the team. You know, which I do not believe Tom Coughlin ever needs to coach another team.
No, I think he's good where he's at.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know.
Right now.
Yeah, I mean, hell, he got the... Him as a GM got them back into the playoffs in the first time for 10 years. So
absolutely.
That's something. And he probably won't have a heart attack or die or crumble into dust on the sidelines.
oh, man.
But, yeah, you know, it's... I don't know, it's... Yeah, like you said, he knows something that none of us know.
Right.
And because you gave up.
You don't throw away that much shit.
I mean, he gave up any opportunity.
Everything.
To work anywhere else on an NFL level.
Yeah.
I mean, college, maybe, whatever. But that's a different animal. You know,
but at the flip side, too, it's just like loyalty.
Yeah, but I mean, like.
He can always play that card.
I guess, but it's just for me, it's just like you. I mean,
I'm with
granted,
you. Though.
Everybody looks bad in this. Everybody looked bad in that situation because I was like, wait, you're announcing like all this shit and he hasn't signed the papers yet? Like,
right.
That was like, there's a part of me that was like, the Colts felt that he was wavering and that was some weird, like, bizarre attempt to like
make him commit
to like, yeah, yeah, shame him into committing, right, which backfired.
No, that's real shit though. Like, because that's true, because you can't officially make a decision until the Super Bowl is over, at least with them in, yeah, that situation, you know, because they were still in this NFL season, you know, and that's tampering.
But I mean, you can interview and blah blah blah.
Right, you can interview and all that shit.
And there was
the regular season's over, you can start interviewing.
But yeah, there's a part no announcement. Of me that's like, of course they're like, you know, why would you ever announce anything before he had signed anything?
Stupid.
But at the same time, you know, nobody looks good in that situation. Everybody looked like shit. Everybody looked like they didn't know what the fuck they were doing. You know. The Colts, the Josh McDaniels, it was a bad situation handled badly.
Awful. Awful.
But yeah. And one last thing I want to hit on.
Which is awful.
Awful. Another awful thing. This is like a pet peeve of mine, but Cobb County, which is the county that houses the stadium for the Atlanta Braves, is running a deficit because they have to pay for the stadium because, you know,
yeah,
billionaires need stadiums. they're going to cut their libraries.
Fucking bullshit.
And, you know, that's fucking bullshit. I am vehemently against public money being used for stadiums.
Yep.
And
me too.
This is part of the reason why if a county has to fucking cut a necessity like libraries over fucking a sports stadium, then you fucked up.
Yeah, you fucked up big time. I don't appreciate that. We here at the Nine Order Sports Report are pro education too.
Yeah, we're pro education. We're pro just
You fucking check yourselves before you wreck yourselves.
You dumb book jockeys.
Fucking. Oh my God. But no, it pisses me off too, man. It really does, because you have enough money to build a goddamn stadium. Just fucking build it yourself with your fucking money,
and then you know what?
Of shit.
You can ban outside food, and you can...
Yeah, you fucking asshole.
You know, say what you will about the Cronkies, but they own Pepsi Center. And,
Right.
So that's, you know, that's fine. And
that's real shit.
You know, public money should not be used.
And they also own an Overwatch team.
And they own an Overwatch team. He's like Kraft, but cheaper.
No, it's real shit, man.
Yeah,
they got their money where
they're
fucking.
They're gonna build
futures,
that stadium
man.
For the Rams.
Oh,
man.
Brother, yeah, it's crazy. With
oh, and San Diego's gonna lease from them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You didn't know that they were gonna share a stadium?
Oh.
Yeah. It's not even gonna be like the Jets and the Giants who like have equal ownership over the stadium, you know, or like equal rights.
It's gonna
be like the Rams stadium, but the Chargers also live there.
Oh my God, that's fucking bad.
Yeah, it's gonna be great. LA needed two football teams. Anyway.
Oh, I'm just
Cobb County, fund your libraries. Raise your prices
please.
On your hot dogs.
We're all about that education. Do it, for real. Just do it. Just fucking do it.
And if you live in Cobb County, I'm sorry, man. That sucks.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Whenever the Bolin family demands a new stadium and Denver acquiesces, I will vote no. But
me too. Pay for it your goddamn
selves. Pay for your goddamn selves. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be talking more Olympics, some NASCAR. Scam's gonna be with us.
Scam.
Every time. Every fucking time.
It's cool. It's fucking hilarious. It's fucking hilarious. Oh man. Oh
no. I forgot to silence
someone's phone is on.
All right. Thanks for listening. Follow us on Twitter at TMS Report. Yes.
TMS Report on Twitter. Same shit on Instagram. I'm at The Beatnik on both of those things.
I'm at Julian C. Mitchell on Twitter, at Jimmy Blinksax on Instagram. I get it. I run New York. I took quarter water, sold it in bottles for $2. The Coca-Cola came and bought it for fiends. What the fuck? Have a baby by me, baby. Be a millionaire, I write the check before the baby comes. Who the fuck cares? I'm stanky rich. I'ma die trying to spin this shit. Southside's up in this bitch. Yeah, I smell like the boat. I used to sell dope. I did play the block, now I play on boats. In the south of France, baby. Sandro Pay, get a tan. I'm already black. Rich, I'm already that. Gangster, get a gag. Hit a head in a hat. Call that a little rap shit. Fuck the chit chat. The baker, bake the bread. A barber, I cut your head. A marksman, I spray the lead. I blood clot, chop your leg. Not fuck with the kid. I get biz with the cig. I can really live. You dig? I get it. Yeah. I run New York. I get it. Yeah, you can call this my new shit, but it ain't new though. I got rid of my old bitch, now I got new hoes. First it was the Benzo, now I'm in the Enzo. Ferrari, I'm sorry, I keep blowing up. They call me the cake man, the strawberry shake man. I spread AR, make your whole clique break dance. Backspin, head spin, flatline, you're dead then. Nine shells, matching. Who wanna get it cracking? I was young, I couldn't do good. Now I can't do bad. I ride back the new Jag, I just bought a new Jag. Now nigga, why you mad? Oh, you can't do that? I'm so forgetful. They calling me cocky. I come about the jeweler, they calling me Rocky. It's the ice on my neck, man. The wrist in my left hand. Bling like blow, you like my style. I'm headed to the bank right now. I get it. Yeah. I run New York. I get it. I get it. Yeah, I run New York. I talk the talk, and I walk the walk.
like a Teflon dog when I run New York. When I come out of court, yeah, I pop the car. I keep it gangsta, how y'all London talk. I get it. They know who the acts about me. They tell y'all I'm about my boy. I get it. Run the world with the acts about me. They tell you they love the kid. I get it. I get it. I get it. Yeah. I run New York. I get it. I get it. Yeah. Yeah. I run New York. I'm back on the streets, man. I'm bringing the heat, man. I'm on my grind. Like all the time. Trying to stop my shine. I cut my nine. Don't get out of line. I said, don't get out of line. I get it.